Excuse me.
You want some water?
No.
Okay, I don't preach in English often, so bear with me, please. So today we continue to study the book of Acts.
今天我们继续研读这个《使徒行传》。
For those of you who haven't been with us throughout the series, let me give you a little background surrounding this text.
如果你们之前没有与我们一起参与这个查经系列的时候，我可以给你们有关今天的经文的一些背景。
So from chapter 13, Paul and Barnabas and a few co-workers, they were praying together and fasting.
在《使徒行传》十三章里面讲到保罗跟巴拿巴，他们与一些其他的同工在禁食祷告。
And in their prayer, they saw a vision. Holy Spirit said, "Send Paul and Barnabas to preach the gospel."
在他们的祷告里面，他们看到一个异象，就是圣灵告诉他们要差保罗跟巴拿巴出去传教。
So where did they go? I want to show you a map.
所以他们去了哪里呢？我现在在地图上显示给你们看。
They went to a few places. Okay.
他们去了好几个地方。
Starting from Antioch.
从安提亚出发。
This is called the Antioch in Syria. Okay.
叫叙利亚的安提亚。
Here is another Antioch called Pisidian Antioch.
有另外一个安提亚。
It's named after a king, a Hellenistic king, just like today we have Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth this, Queen Victoria, and a lot of different cities have the same name, so they also have the same name for two different cities.
所以不同的城市很多时候是取名于他们以前的那些国王的名字。
So here they took the boat, they sailed to the island of Cyprus.
所以他们就坐船到了那个塞浦路斯
，and then went to Perga，
然后到了那个别加
，to Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe，
再到了安提亚，然后
一个念
跟那个路斯德
，yeah， and then from Derbe they went back to a city called Attalia right beside Perga，
到最后他们到了另外一个城市
，Attalia，
是意大利。
Yeah, and then from Italia, they sailed back to Antioch.
从意大利，他们再坐船回到安提亚。
And today's story happened in this village called Lystra.
今天这个故事是在这个一个村落叫路斯德的地方。
So what kind of place is Lystra?
这路斯德到底是一个怎么样子的地方呢
？It's an ancient village in Asia Minor, today's Turkey.
是在小亚细亚，是如今土耳其的一个古老村落。
Not an important place in terms of trade and commerce.
就经济贸易的角度来说，并不是一个重要的地方。
What we need to know is that it's got a lot of uneducated population. The majority of the population are uneducated.
我们需要知道的是，当地大多数的居民都是没有受过教育的。
So they spoke their own native language, Lyconian, and not Greek.
他们都是讲他们本土的这个语高尼话，不是希腊话。
So now we're going to read from verse 8 to 13.
如今我们就是从第八节读到第十三节。
So we can read together in Chinese or English, okay?
可以以中文或者英文念。
路斯的城里坐着一个两脚无力的人，生来是瘸腿的，从来没有走过。他听保罗讲道，保罗定睛看他，见他有信心，可得痊愈，就大声说：“你起来，两脚站直。”那人就跳起来，而且行走。众人看见保罗所做的事。就用吕高尼的话大声说有神借着人形降临在我们中间了于是称巴拿巴为纠斯称保罗为希尔米因为他们说话灵手有城外纠斯庙的祭司牵着牛拿着花圈来到门前要同众人向使徒献祭 OK thank you As we read from this text we can see that there's a cultural context at play here
当我们看这个经文的时候，不可以看到其实当地的文化背景有在这里有很大的影响。
Why would these people all mistook Paul and Barnabas for Zeus and Hermes at the same time?
为什么当地的人都会把保罗跟巴拿巴误会成了丢失跟希尔米呢
？These people obviously were exposed to a legend, some kind of story that they all know.
这些人很明显曾经接触过一些传说或者是一些故事。
Roman poet Ovid tells the story of an aged and pious couple of that region, Philemon and Baucis.
一个罗马的诗人叫 Ovid， 他就曾经讲说，当地以前有一对上了年纪的夫妇。
So one day the gods, this is the legend. Okay, one day the gods Jupiter and Mercury, which are the Roman equivalent of Zeus and Hermes, came down to Earth and were looking for a place to stay.
有一天，天上的神，这个朱比特和莫丘利，就是相对希腊神话中的那个宙斯跟希尔米， 就从天上降临到地上去找居住的地方。
They walked through the city and knocked on every door, and nobody will receive them.
他们走遍了整个城，也超过每一个门，都没有人愿意接待他们。
At due time, they came to the house of Philemon and Baucis.
到最后，他们来到这个腓利门和那个博斯的一个家前面。
So this elderly couple welcome and entertain Jupiter and Mercury.
那这对年长的夫妇呢？他们就是很欢迎和宴请的这两个神。
So after that, they were rewarded for their hospitality.
最后，他们就是因为他们的热情的接待，就得到奖赏。
So this legend is part of the life of the Lystrans.
就这个传说其实是路士德人的一个生活的一部分。
So after witnessing that Paul had healed the lame, the uneducated people of Lystra remembered the story, put one and one together and said, "Ha, this must be Zeus and Hermes."
当他们目睹了保罗治愈了这个瘸腿以后。那些没有教育的路士的人就想起这个故事，就把他们的联想起来，就断定那个他们两个人保罗跟巴拿巴就是丢失跟西尔米。
So this is the story that we're going to focus on today.
所以这个就是今天我们要看的这故事。
There seems to be an intrinsic nature within everyone's heart to worship.
就看起来好像每个人的本质里都有一个崇拜的心理。
To find something to cling to devote oneself to another person that's greater than ourselves.
想要找一些东西，我们可以抓紧的，把自己奉献到一个比自己更伟大的一个个体上面。
In any time of the human history and in any culture, people always try to find a being that's greater than themselves.
在人类的历史当中，不管是哪个时刻或者是哪个文化，人都会想要找一个比自己更伟大的个体。
And when people find something to devote their life to, they're willing to give up everything, even their life.
他们找到以后呢，就会灌注自己的生命，甚至牺牲自己的生命。
Some people devote their life to religion and philosophy.
有一些奉献自己的生命去了宗教或者哲学。
Some people devote their lives to their country.
有一些人就是为了自己国家付上生命
，maybe to a revolution，
或是对为了一场革命
，to the cause of bringing about a better world，
为了把世界变得更美好。
This is all because everyone is trying to find a greater meaning。
这都是因为每个人都想要找一个更有意义、更大的意义。
In other words, in the deepest part of our beings, we all want to worship。
换句话说，在我们内心的深处，我们都是很想要敬拜的。
We all want to devote ourselves to something that's worthy, so that our life can have meaning.
我们都想要奉献我们自己，到一些有价值的东西上面，使我们的生命变得有意义。
And when I was thinking about it, I think the act of worship is an extremely dangerous thing.
当我在思想这个部分的时候，我就联想到，其实这个敬拜的行为也是有极其危险性的。
What's so dangerous about worship?
为什么敬拜有怎么样的危险性呢
？The act of worship is dangerous because it contains vast amount of energy.
敬拜这个行为有危险性，是因为它包含了巨大的能量。
Anything that's powerful can also be dangerous.
任何强大的东西都有可能是危险的。
Let's think about a chainsaw.
试试想象一个电锯。
How about a tank?
或者是一台坦克。
How about nuclear power plant?
或者是一个核电厂。
If it's not used properly, powerful things can cause great damage.
如果使用不当的话，这个巨大的、强大的物体可以、强大的物事可以产生很巨大的伤害。
It can cause more damage than good.
结果弊大于利。
The act of worship is dangerous because it contains such devotion, such passion, such dedication and sacrifice.
这敬拜的行为是这么危险，是因为它包含着如此的那个奉。如此忠诚，如此的热情，跟如此的奉献、牺牲。
So, if the object of our worship is not worthy, our life will have become a futile one at best.
如果我们敬拜的对象是不值得的时候，我们的人生充其量只是徒劳无功。
At worst, our life can become one that brings great detriment to the world.
最坏的甚至可以从一生的去把这个世界带来巨大的伤害。
Is there anything more terrifying than have someone tell you that you have lived your life in vain?
So, 最后还没有什么比别人能告，没有什么比别人告诉你生命是白活了，这个更可怕的事。
The people of Lystra had made deity out of non-deity.
这个路士德的人，他们很就是把那个非神圣的东西神格化。
Two human beings.
两个人。
As Christians, we may think we're exempted from such silliness, such foolishness.
作为基督徒，我们可能会想，我们不可能走这样子的愚昧。
Because we worship the one true God.
因为我们已经在敬拜一个独一的真神。
But as Christians, are we absolutely sure that God is the object of our passion, dedication, and devotion, and not anything else?
但是作为基督徒，我们是否可以绝对的肯定，上帝就是我们那个热情奉献的忠诚的对象，而不是别的东西？
I know that I'm not able to make such a claim.
我知道我自己不能做这样子的断言。
Like the people in Lystra, sometimes we make deity out of non-deity.
因为就像这个路士德的人居民一样，我们会把非神圣的东西神格化。
We also take something that's not God and give it the position that only God deserves.
你可能会拿不是神的东西，把它取代了上帝应有的地位。
I think many of you have heard of this analogy.
我相信你们大家可能听过这样子的比喻。
In everyone's heart, there is a God-shaped void.
在每个人的心里面，就是有一个神圣模样的空间。
Only God can fill it.
唯有神可以填满。
Even after we profess Jesus to be our Savior, sometimes we still forget and attempt to take something else to fit into that space.
只是我们已经宣告耶稣基督作为我们的救主以后，我们还是有可能把别的东西拿去填这个空间。
We may.Put so much attention, time, and energy into our career, and it turns into a god in our hearts.
我们可能会把太多的关注、时间和精力放在我们的事业上面，结果就把它变成我们心里面的神。
While we profess ourselves to be Christians, we bring bowls and wreaths to the city gates to offer our sacrifices to God in our hearts.
当我们宣告我们自己是基督徒的时候，我们也牵牛拿花圈的到城门口去，想要献祭给我们心中的神。
Or we could spend the majority of our energy and resources to ensure that our children have a good future.
我们也可能会花很多的精力和资源去确保我们的小孩有美好的将来。
Their education becomes what receives our attention and dedication.
他们的教育变成我们受专注奉献的对象。
Or maybe our hobbies.Can become the God in our hearts.
又或许是我们的爱好变成我们的心中的神。
We may spend a lot of time doing what pleases us, what delights us, what makes our hearts sing.
我们可能会花很多时间去做那些会取悦我们自己、满足我们、让我们心里快乐的事情。
Sometimes we're not that much different from the people of Lystra.
很多时候我们并没有比那些路士德的人相差太远。
For some people, maybe worry occupy our hearts.
对某些人来说，可能忧虑就是我们心中的占据。
We worry about the future. We worry about the present.
我们担心未来，担心现在。
We worry about so many things that worry becomes the object of our dedication.
我们忧虑无数的事情当中，就把忧虑变成我们奉献的对象。
And I'm certainly guilty of that one.
那我自己就犯了这一项。
Now I'm not saying that as Christians we shouldn't advance in our careers, educate our children, and have a hobby.
我并不是说我们作为基督徒不应该发展我们的事业，教育我们的小孩，或者是有一些爱好。
These things are good, and God blesses through them.
这一切都是好的，上帝也祝福我们，这一些事情。
But I want to introduce this new concept.
但我想要介绍一个另外一个概念给大家。
Do it with God and for God.
这是与神和为神而做。
God is the only one we worship.
上帝是我们敬拜的唯一。
So as we are trying to live life.Do it all for God and with God.
当我们想要活出生命的同时，我们应该与神和为神而做。
Give your career to God.
把你的事业交给神。
Ask God to use your career to further His kingdom.
求上帝把你的事业用的去拓展他的国度。
Give your children to God.
把你的小孩交托给神。
Ask God to help you teach them and educate them.
求神帮助你去教导他们。
Ask God to use them to be a testimony for Jesus.
让神可以使他们成为主耶稣的见证。
Give your hobbies to God.
把你的爱好、嗜好交给上帝。
When you enjoy fishing, praise God for His wonderful creation.
当你在享受钓鱼的时候，可以赞美神创造的美好。
When you enjoy biking, use the time to fellowship with brothers and sisters who need friendship.
当你在享受骑自行车的乐趣的时候，也可以跟你的弟兄姐妹有时间去交通短信。
When you enjoy reading or watching movies,Ask God to help you to select materials that will help you grow as a disciple of Christ.
或者是当你在阅读或者看电影的时候，求上帝给你这个帮你选择那个材料，让你可以有属灵的成长。
Let's not make deity out of non-deity.
我们不要把那些非神圣的东西神格化。
But instead, do all things with God and for God.
把 反而就是要与神为神做一同的 一同做所有的事情。
Let's continue to read from verse 14 to verse 20.
我们继续读第十四节到二十节。
巴拿巴、保罗二使徒听见，就撕开衣裳，跳进众人中间，喊着说：诸君，为什么做这事呢？我们也是人，性情和你们一样，我们传福音给你们，是叫你们离弃这些虚妄，归向那创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。他在从前的世代任凭万国各行其道，然而为自己未尝不显出证据来，就如常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。二人说了这话，紧紧地拦住众人，不献祭于他们。但有些犹太人从安提阿和以哥念来，挑唆众人，就用石头打保罗，以为他是死了，便拖到城外，门徒正围着他，他就起来走进城去。第二天从巴拿巴往特比去。 Thank you. So from this section we see a few things happen when we worship anything that's not God.
从这一段我们可以看到，我们因为不敬拜不是神的，因为我们敬拜不是神的东西，这样会发生的事情。
So for the people of Lystra, their life becomes worthless.
对路斯的人来说，他们的生命变得虚妄。
Verse 15b says.
第十五节的后半段这样说。
We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them.
我们传福音给你们，是叫你们离弃这些虚妄，归向那创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。
What is Paul calling worthless?
什么是保罗所指的虚妄呢？
The immediate context shows that the worthless things are the act of worshipping the wrong God.
从上下文看出，这个所谓虚妄的东西就是敬拜了错误的神。
They thought Zeus and Hermes are gods, and have appeared before them in human form.
民众以为这个雕狮跟西尔米化作人形出现在他们面前。
The priests of Zeus were offering sacrifices to Paul and Barnabas.
那个雕狮的祭司还要向他们保罗跟巴拿巴去向献祭。
The bowls, the wreaths, these are all worthless things.
牛跟花圈这些都是虚妄的东西。
First of all, Paul and Barnabas are not Zeus and Hermes.
首先，保罗跟巴拿巴既不是那个雕狮跟西尔米。
Second of all, even if they were, Zeus and Hermes are not the one true God.
第二个是丢失和西尔米也不是真正的神。
The people of Lystra thought they were worshiping God, but they weren't.
那些路斯德的人以为他们是在敬拜神，可是他们并不是。
The act of worship becomes worthless.
这个敬拜的行为变得无价值。
What's worthless?
什么是没有价值的呢？
Garbage is worthless.
垃圾是没有价值。
A chewed up piece of gum is worthless.
你的咬过的口香糖是没有价值。
Used duct tape rolled into a ball is worthless.
用塑胶袋卷起的一个球是没有价值。
Worshipping the wrong God makes our life worthless.
敬拜错误的神，叫我们的生命变得没有价值。
What happens when people worship anything that's not God?
如果当人敬拜一些不是神的东西的时候，会有什么事情发生呢？
When people choose to channel their worship into the wrong direction, sometimes God lets them.
当人在选择敬拜对象方向错误的时候，上帝会任凭他们。
In verse 16, it says, "In the past, he let all nations go their own way."
在第十六节讲到，他在从前的世代任凭万国各行其道。
God sent Jesus to pursue us, and then it's up to us if we want to esteem him to be the Lord of our life.
上帝差遣耶稣来追寻我们的时候，但是是在于我们是否愿意接受耶稣，遵从他做我们生命的主。
God does not use coercion.
上帝不会用强迫的。
We need to actively choose him.
我们需要主动的去选择他。
A Christian author once said, "The most terrible punishment from God is for him to let us do whatever we want."
有一个基督徒的作家曾经这样子说，这是一个最可怕的惩罚从上帝来的，就是任凭我们做我们想要的事情。
When we are wrong and nobody tells us,
当我们做错的时候，如果没有人告诉我们，
we wouldn't know how to turn back.
我们就不会知道怎么样回头。
But God in his mercy is calling out to you, calling out to us, to everyone in this church, through this passage.
但上帝的怜悯就是透过今天这个经文去向我们每个人去做呼召。
Turn back,
叫我们回头。
Stop worshiping anything that's not God.
停止那敬拜那些不是神的东西。
Whatever you're giving your attention and dedication to, it's all worthless.
你为这些所付出的关注和奉献都是不值得的。
You may think it's important now.
你可能现在会觉得很重要。
But when Jesus comes again, you will want to stone the false God, just like people of Lystra tried to stone Paul to death.
你的神会把那些假神偶像，就是用石头打死，就像路士德的人去用石头打保罗一样。
Because we will see that we were deceived.
我们就会看到我们是被骗的。
But when Jesus comes again, it will be too late for us to change our minds.
但是当耶稣再来的时候，那个就已经要我们要改变自己的想法，已经太迟。
God in His mercy is not letting us go astray.
神的怜悯是不会让我们偏离正轨。
So He's calling out to us today through this passage.
他就今天透过这一节经文向我们呼召。
Love me, honor me, and serve me.
爱我，尊崇我，侍奉我。
And that's what God has always wanted us to do.
这就是上帝一直想要我们所做的。
Now I speak to myself and I speak to those of you who want to love and honor God and worship Him as the only one in your life, but don't know how.
我想要跟替我自己，或者是那些大家想要以上帝作为唯一真神去爱、去奉献的，但是却不知道怎么样做的人，告诉你怎么样。
Consider verse 17.
我们可以看第十七节。
Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your heart with joy.
然而为自己未尝不显出证据来，就如常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年。叫你们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
God can be found in traces of evidence in our surroundings.
上帝在我们的周围有很多的证据在显现他自己。
Open your eyes to see the work of God around you.
打开眼睛就可以看到神在我们身边的作为。
The blessings that He has given you.
上帝给你的祝福。
The lesson that He has taught you.
他给你的教训。
And allow your life to be cultivated by God.
让你的生命可以给神去栽培。
Surrender yourself to Him.
把你自己降服于他。
Ask him to take over the steering wheel.
请他掌管你生命的舵。
Devote your life, thoughts, action, and words to him, and you will not regret this decision.
灌注你的生命、思想、行为和话语给他，你将会不会后悔的这样子的决定。
In this journey that we all take together in honoring God with our life, Satan will try to steal your attention.
在这个我们遵从神的人生旅行当中，那个撒旦是会尝试去偷取你的关注。
He tries to blur your vision so that you forget what you were doing.
他会尝试模糊你的视线，让你忘记了你在做的是什么。
The work of the evil one is constantly present.
那恶者的作为是持续不断。
During this journey that Paul and Barnabas took, every time there's good work being done, Satan's work is also at hand.
在保罗与巴拿巴的这个旅程当中，每一次当他们有好成果的时候，那个撒旦就会对在他们作对。
So we can see from these verses.
我们可以从这些章节里面看到。
In chapter 13, verse 44 to 35.
在第十三章四十四到四十五节的地方。
到夏安息日，合城的人几乎都来聚集，要听神的道。但犹太人看见人这样多，就满心嫉妒，应驳保罗所说的话，并且毁谤。
On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy.They began to contradict what Paul was saying and heaped abuse on him.
And then in verse 50, continues to say, But the Jewish leader incited the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of the city. They stir up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expel them from their region.
第五十节，但犹太人挑唆敬虔尊贵的妇女和城内有名望的人，逼迫保罗、巴拿巴，将他们赶出境外。
Chapter 14, verse 2. But the Jews who refuse to believe stir up the other Gentiles and poison their minds against the brothers.
十四章第二节，但那不顺从的犹太人松动外邦人，叫他们心里恼恨弟兄。
Verse 5. There was a plot afoot among both Gentiles and Jews, together with their leaders, to mistreat them and stone them.
那时外邦人和犹太人并他们的官长一起拥上来，要凌辱使徒，用石头打他们。
This happened.Time and time again in their missionary journey.
在他们的那个布道旅程里面是源源不绝的发生。
The work of Satan is constant.
撒旦的工作是不会停止的。
We need to be watchful.
我们需要小心。
We can see that when the people of Lystra worshipped the wrong gods, they were not truly satisfied.
我们可以看得出，路斯德的居民他们崇拜错误的神的时候，他们是得不到满足的。
Perhaps they were amazed by the power that Paul and Barnabas exhibited.
或许他们因为保罗和巴拿巴所展示的能力而感到惊奇。
And at that moment, they feel like these two are their gods.
在那一刻，他们认为这两个就是他们的神。
But not very long after that, they changed their minds.
但没有过了多久，他们就改变了心意。
And that love and adoration turned into hatred.
那一份爱戴呢，就变成为一个仇恨。
What they found to be amazing ceased to amaze them.
他们曾经以为神奇的力量就已经不再让他们稀奇。
When we devote our life to something that's not God, eventually we will have a deep regret.
当我们把生命付托给不是上帝的食物上面，是食物上面。最终我们就会有深深的遗憾。
Because only God can fit into that God-shaped void in our heart.
因为只有上帝可以填满我们心中的那个神圣的形象。
Let's continue to read from verse 21 to 24.
我们继续读21-25节。
对那城里的人传了福音，使好些人做门徒，就回路斯德、以哥念、安提阿去，坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道。又说，我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。It's not easy to enter into the kingdom of God.
要进入神的国并不容易。
We say that all we need to do is to believe in Jesus and accept Him as our Savior.
我们常常会说，我们这个接受耶稣就是我们所需要的最简单的。
It sounds very simple.
但是并不是这么简单的。
But when Paul and Barnabas were strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain in the truth, they said, we must go through many hardships to enter into the kingdom of God.
当保罗和巴拿巴要坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道的时候，就说，我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。
So if somebody ever tells you that believe in Jesus and you're set for life,
如果有人告诉你，你只要相信耶稣，你的就生活无虞。
And you got a free ticket to heaven.
已经拿到去天国的免费的门票。
They have not told you the whole story.
他们并没有把整个故事告诉你。
We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God.
我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。
These hardships include the price that we have to pay being the disciple of Jesus.
这些艰难包括我们作为基督的门徒的时候要付上的一些代价。
The persecution that we have to endure to uphold the law of God in what we do and what we say.
忍受因持守神的道所受到的逼迫。
And the difficulties we run into serving Him and His people.
因侍奉神和他的子民所遇到的困难。
It's hard.
都是不容易的。
Does God have our utmost devotion?
对上帝，我们有没有竭尽忠诚？
When I ask myself that question, it's a hard one to answer.
当问自己这个问题的时候，我也觉得是很难回答。
Because there are so many things distracting me.
因为有太多的事情使我分心。
Life is busy.
生活是很繁忙的。
We are all on the same boat.
我们都在同一条船上。
Life is not any less busier for pastors.
牧师的生活也并没有比较轻松。
Life is busy for everyone.
生活繁忙是每个人都一样。
And when life is not busy, we find something to be busy about.
但当我们的生命不忙的时候，我们就会找事情来忙。
Worshipping God takes intentional effort.
敬拜上帝需要刻意的努力。
Time set aside.
分配时间。
Let's encourage one another.
让我们彼此鼓励。
Let's pray for God's strength and wisdom.
让我们祈求上帝的力量和智慧。
So that we worship Him as the only true God in our heart.
所以让我们可以敬拜，在我们心里面唯一的真神。
Today we are going to receive the communion.
今天我们会领受圣餐。